today that really you only get at Christmas or really you only use at Christmas. So we have them in this wee box here, wee Christmas box, all lovely and wrapped up. And let's see some things that you only really get at Christmas. You don't really get or use any other time of the year. Let's see what, oh yes, we'll start off with this. You only get a box at Christmas, isn't that right? It's what's in the box. You can't see what I can see. What's that? Mince pies. Yes. Who loves mince pies? Good, good. This one's for me. All right. I love mince pies. I'm the only one in our house loves mince pies. So if you want to buy me mince pies, I'll be the only one that eats them. All right? But you buy them, okay? And there's a particular bakery in a particular place called Hillsborough. And they make the best mince pies. All right? So, Joanne, I'm trying my best. Get the business. So, they make lovely mince pies. You really only get mince pies at Christmas, don't you? You don't really get any mince pies at any other time of the year. Let's see what else is in here that we only get at Christmas. Oh, yes, there's these decorations. Now, who has decorations like this in their house? Or who had decorations like this? Yes, hanging from one corner to the other corner. Yeah, And then you had this thing hanging from the light, and every time you walked past it, you hit your head on it, and it broke. Yes. Sorry, maybe you still have these things in your homes? These foil? Yeah? No? You have those, Gillian? No? No, I thought that's very Gillian. There we go. Anyway. Now, here's somebody else we only find at Christmas time. Yes. Oh, no, he's not scary. He's a nice elf. He's saying hello. He's waving to you. The elf. Oh, look there. I see Rudolph. Oh, wow. Rudolph came today. I forgot about Rudolph. So you only find elves at Christmas time. Anybody got an elf on the shelf at home? Yeah. You, Linda. Very good. And does he move every night? Does he behave himself? Who else has got an elf on the shelf? Wow. Wow, elf on the shelf. On Friday night, we had a very special elf came to our Christmas party here, the youth fellowship. And, well, let's just say it was interesting. No, yes, it was Janie McCune. Who else could it be? She came dressed as an elf, and she actually went into the shop, bought pizzas, and drove the whole way from the shop to here in an elf suit. There's ways are locked up. Right, here's something else you only get at Christmas. Well, you don't only get at Christmas, but you only use it at Christmas time, maybe. The TV times. These are all looking at me blankly. No? TV times not only bought at Christmas time? TV times was only ever bought in our house at Christmas time just to see what was on. Never bought it any other time of the year. But when we got it, when we were children, we used to open it up and get the pencil out and get the highlighter out and see what films we're going to watch over Christmas time. It was either Mary Poppins or The Wizard of Oz or The Wizard of Oz or Mary Poppins or whatever. The variety was great. So TV times only really is bought in our house at Christmas time. Now, something else. Let's see. This is only used at Christmas time. What's this here? Mistletoe. Now, I really don't know what mistletoe is. Who can tell me what mistletoe is? Who can tell me? Corey? What? A plant of love. Okay. Yeah, very good. And whenever you see mistletoe, what do? I didn't hear that. Karis, if you see mistletoe, what would you do? Run. Andrew, if you saw mistletoe, what would you do? You'd run too. Come on, somebody tell me. Billy Tanner. Do you need some of this? If you see mistletoe hanging up, Alice, what do? Scream at it. Is that what your daddy does? These are all very unromantic. Derek, whenever you see mistletoe hanging up in your house, what do you do? Yeah. Aye, right. Do you need some now? There you go. Whenever you see mistletoe, you're supposed to kiss whoever's under the mistletoe, all right? So yeah, whenever you see mistletoe, just run. Okay, something else we only get at Christmas time are the crackers. Hopefully you'll get a bigger cracker than this. You only get crackers at Christmas time, not right? And you open them. Yeah. You see what's inside. Oh, there's stickers and there's a hat. And that's it. Cheap. Now, gentlemen, here is something that we only get at Christmas time. Very, very special. Very special. And we wait the whole year to get this. You never get socks the rest of the year. Nobody else would ever think about buying you a pair of socks the rest of the year. But at Christmas time. And then you get more socks than you have feet to wear them. But it was always very, very useful. So there you go. You get socks at Christmas time. And gentlemen as well, this is something else. I know there's some people getting nervous, thinking, what am I going to bring out here? Nobody else would ever buy you deodorant or shower gel. But Christmas time, you have to always buy it yourself the rest of the year. Or else just go smelling. So, gentlemen, we'll not bring that other one out. This is something else you want to get at Christmas time. Mini eggs. Well, they start at Christmas time and they go all the way through to Easter. Imagine there are mini eggs in the shop already. So with your selection boxes, you can have mini eggs. So those are things that we only get at Christmas time. But I want to speak, as we close today, about something else that we only... Oh, yes, there's one other thing. I forgot about that. Very important. Here's something we only... Oh, yes, two more things, actually. Slewer. You get it every other time of the year, but you're too tight to buy it. And when it's only... You buy it when it's an offer. But I have to be honest, it's stinking. It's not very nice. This sugar tax has destroyed the taste of Slewer, so it's not very nice. If anybody wants a bottle, there it is. Here's something else you only get at Christmas time. It's not any sort of dog. This is a singing dog. This is a singing dog. And the dog only sings at Christmas time. Do you know, it's wonderful the things that people give me when I go around their houses. This was in somebody's house, and I admired it, and then it was given to me. Isn't that very nice? Very nice. Thank you very much indeed, Violet. Okay, let's hear the singing dog. Ready? You ready? Oh, please. Technology's not going to work. Oh. He obviously doesn't sing at any time of the year. So you only hear the dog singing at Christmas time. But here's something else. A Christmas tree. I better hold this or it'll fall. Christmas tree. We only get a Christmas tree at Christmas time, obviously. You don't have a Christmas tree up the rest of the year, so you don't. But I want to talk for a few moments now about the Christmas tree. I want to see, first of all, this discovery of the Christmas tree and how it is that we got our Christmas tree and why it became so popular. Because you see, one day Martin was out walking in the forest close to where he lived. He lived in a place called Wittenberg in Germany. And he was out walking in the forest, and he often walked out in the forest to prepare his sermons and to talk to God. And one day he was out, it was near the end of the year, it was December time, and the sun was almost gone. and the stars were coming out into the sky. And he looked up into the sky and he saw the stars shining so brightly. And he was out in the middle of a forest. And he looked up through the branches of the trees and looked. And he saw the stars shining like precious jewels. And the light of the stars were shining upon the branches of the tree. And he thought to himself, isn't that a wonderful sight? The stars of heaven were shining and lighting up the branches of the tree. And it reminded him that, first of all, that God is the Creator. As he looked at the stars of the sky, he remembered that verse in Genesis 1, verse 1, that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the stars and the sun and the moon, God created them all. That great sight that Martin saw that day also reminded him that God was not only the Creator, but that God is the Redeemer. That the Lord Jesus Christ came from the starry heaven, came into this world to be our Savior. He was so taken with this wonderful sight that he saw, the stars shining on the branches of the tree, reminding him about God, that he wanted to take this tree home. And he wanted to bring it into his own house. And he wanted to share with his family about the goodness of God. So what he did, he cut the tree down and he dragged it home and he brought it into his house and he started to put wee candles on the tree so that he could recreate the scene that he witnessed way out in the forest about the light shining on the tree. And as he did so, he spoke to his family and he said, that reminds us of the goodness of God. It reminds us that God is our Creator, but it also reminds us that God is our Savior. And then this started to soon catch on throughout the rest of Germany. And other people started to bring trees into their homes and started to decorate them. And then, how did it come over here? Well, a man by the name of Prince Albert, who was from Saxony in Germany, he knew all about Christmas trees being in the home. And he was married to one of our queens, a queen by the name of Queen Victoria. And he thought, well, I want to bring this into our home. They lived in Windsor Castle in England. And so he knew that Christmas trees in Germany were a big thing. And so he wanted to start it over here as well. And so he got a Christmas tree and he brought it into Windsor Castle. And Queen Victoria was a very popular queen, a very good queen. And then it all started to kick off over here as well. And that is, according to those who are in the know, that is how we got Christmas trees. That's how it all started, by a man by the name of Martin. His other name was Luther, the great Protestant reformer. Martin Luther used the Christmas tree as a reminder of the power of God, that God is our Creator, but also of the salvation that God came to bring. God in the form of Christ left the stars of heaven, came into this world to be our Savior. So that was the discovery of the Christmas tree. Let's now look at the description of the Christmas tree. And there are three things we want to think about the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree itself. And first of all, we want to think about the fact that the Christmas tree is an evergreen tree. Christmas tree is an evergreen tree. It's not a deciduous tree where the leaves fade and change in color. The Christmas tree never changes. Never changes. We change, don't we? We all change. The Christmas tree never changes. That reminds us today of one who never changes. Hebrews chapter 13 in the verse 8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So just as the color of the Christmas tree never changes, reminds us that the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who never changes. He is the same yesterday, he's the same today, he will be the same forever. He, the one who came into this world to be our Savior, he never changes. The Christmas tree was not only an evergreen tree, but the Christmas tree also then had to be cut down. Remember what we said about Martin Luther? He had to cut the tree down. The tree then died. In Isaiah chapter 53 in the verse 8, it talks about the Lord Jesus Christ. He was cut off out of the land of the living. You know, we think of this time of the year, Christ coming into this world. But why did Christ come? Christ came to die on a tree at Calvary. He came to give his life. He was cut off. He died that we might live. He died to save us from our sin. And so just as the Christmas tree had to be cut down, so the Lord Jesus Christ had to be cut off out of the land of the living. He died on the cross of Calvary. And then one other final description of the Christmas tree is that the Christmas tree had to be taken. You see, whenever Martin cut the tree down, it was going to be no use to him just lying there in the forest. He had to actually take the tree and bring it home. And you know, boys and girls, and all the family members, all the adults here today, Lord Jesus Christ, the one who's the same yesterday, today, and forever, the one who was cut off, the one who died on the cross to save us from our sin, we have to take him to be our Savior. He came to provide salvation, but we have to receive him. And John chapter 1 in the verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. So whenever you think about the Christmas tree, think about the fact that it's an evergreen tree, it never changes, just like our Lord Jesus Christ never changes. Think of the fact that he came, born to die on the cross of Calvary. That brings us then to the decorating of the Christmas tree. Now, I need some helpers here. Who wants to come up and help me? Okay, come on ahead. Come on ahead. Quick. You've all got a part to play here. Come on ahead. Anybody else want to come? Come on ahead. Whoever wants to come, come. Now, Morgan, can you very nicely put the tinsel around? Keegan, do you want to help? Wow. Fantastic. That's lovely. Mm-hmm. And everybody else grab something there and see if you can decorate the tree with it. There's some baubles as well. Do you want to put some baubles on? How do you put the cracker in the tree? Stick it in somewhere. I'm sure it'll not fall off. Oh, wow. Candy cane. Anything more there for the tree? So, oh, yeah, put a bulb on, yeah. Anybody ever wants their tree decorated next year? Here's the tree decorating gang. Anything else there you just want to put on? The mistletoe. Oh, there's more mistletoe. Put it in the top. Oh, no, there's something else for the top. Yeah. Put that on. Yeah, okay. Lovely. Wow, this is some tree. I have never seen a tree like this. Wow, brilliant. Anything else?
Yep.
What else?
Yep.
What else is there?
The elf.
The elf.
The elf.
The elf on the tree. Wow. Yep, that's it, Darcy. Star at the top. Oh, wait, we'll see. We'll maybe bend it down a wee bit like that. You need a light up there. You put it up there, Keegan. That's it. That's great. Great job. Okay, let's look at this Christmas tree. Now, isn't that some Christmas tree? Yeah? Fantastic. Well done. Well done to everybody. Thank you so much for all your help. All right. Thank you very much. We just go down now to your seats. Big round of applause there for the Christmas tree decorators. Oh, here. Who wants to turn the lights on? Here, Keegan, I'll give you this job. No, probably I'll not find it now. What's the chances of the lights not working either? There, you flick that wee switch over. You have the... There we go. Oh, wow. Isn't that lovely? Don't fall. Wee bit lopsided. Isn't that a lovely Christmas tree? Beautiful. Wow. Lovely. So that's the decorating of the Christmas tree. It looks lovely. And I'm sure your Christmas tree at home is lovely as well. All very well decorated and all looks very well. That reminds us about the Lord Jesus Christ. The wise man said in the book of the Song of Solomon, speaking of Christ, yea, he is altogether lovely. The Lord Jesus Christ was perfect in every part. There's no sin in Christ. He was the sinless Son of God. He's lovely, he's pure, he's white, he's without sin. He is lovely. And to those who have received Jesus Christ, he's very precious. We love him because he first loved us. He loved us so much that he died on the cross of Calvary to take away our sin. But finally, one more thing about the Christmas tree. We've thought about the discovery of it, the description of it, the decorating of it, now the direction of it. The tree points up, doesn't it? The tree points up. It points to the place where the Lord Jesus Christ came from and where he now is. Points to heaven. Points to heaven. It's like a signpost. Whenever you look at the top of your tree, you think it's like a signpost pointing up to heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven down to this world to be our Savior. There are some trees in the Bible, and there are three trees in particular that we want to think about just as we close today. Because today we want to point you in the direction of heaven. But we want to point you as to how you can get to heaven. Way at the beginning of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, we read about a tree. It's called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And God said to Adam and Eve, our first parents there, don't eat of that tree. Every other tree you can eat of, but don't eat of that tree. That was God's command. That was God's law. But they disobeyed God. And because of that, sin entered into the world. But then at the very end of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, in the chapter 22, it talks about another tree. It's called the tree of life in the heavenly city. And that tree of life is speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. So from the start of the Bible, where we talk about sin, to the end of the Bible, when we talk about heaven, how do we get from sin to heaven if sin can't get into heaven? Well, that brings us to the tree at the very middle. It brings us to the tree at Calvary. The Lord Jesus Christ died, and he gave his life that we might be saved, that we might be brought to God, we might be brought to heaven. And whenever we think about the direction of the tree, remember Jesus Christ who said, I am the way to heaven. The truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Boys and girls, and all that's going on at this time of the year, and all your activities, and all your nativity plays, and all your carol services, remember what this season's all about. The Lord Jesus Christ who came from heaven to earth that we might be saved and go from earth to heaven. One final verse of Scripture that we leave with you as we finish. 1 John chapter 4 and the verse 14, the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. God sent his Son into this world to be our Savior. And the greatest gift you could get this Christmas is the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift of God's salvation is the greatest gift you could ever receive. Boys and girls, and adults today, thank you so much for listening. You listened really well. Whenever you think of the Christmas tree, think of all that it tells us and teaches us about the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember especially the point. It points us to heaven. And today we point you to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only way to heaven. We're going to finish in a few moments, but we're going to have a duet.